what comes to mind in terms of a tangible benefit as an example is a example from the life of Master Su Yun, the great Chinese Chan master. He was somebody who won a tremendous meditation practice, but also his commitment to precepts and training was renowned. He did a lot of traveling. A lot of it was just walking. One of the things he was famous for was going across China, which is a long way. Three steps in one bow. Three steps in one bow. I can't remember how long it took him. It was years to fulfill that commitment. But one time he was, I imagine it was in his later life, which he had a lot of later life. He didn't die until he was 120. He was on a bus, and he didn't pass away until mid or late 1950s. So he lived in China during a time of great turmoil, civil war, and internal strife. The bus that he was traveling on was attacked by bandits, which was a reasonably common occurrence in those days. There was a lot of chaos during that time. The bandits got on the bus and they started taking all of the valuables from the passengers. Master Su Yun was sitting more toward the back, and they got to him, and they, of course, they were taken aback that there's this old, venerable monk. We're sort of, wow, and we're really sorry for. They're a bit embarrassed or ashamed, actually, and really, really sorry to be doing this, and we don't want to harm you, and we respect what you're doing, so we'll hurt you at all or harm you, and we'll just leave you alone. So in that sense, we respect you as a Buddhist monk. And Master Su Yun just said quietly to them, he said, if you really meant that, you'd give all of what you've taken from other people, you'd just give it back to them. But just through the power of his virtue, I think they probably didn't even understand what was going on. They gave it all back, got off the bus, and then left the bus to carry on. When you come into the sphere of influence of somebody who has been holding virtue, it has a tremendous effect.